Hey Potties, welcome to Everything Under the Sun and How You Really Feel. Today we're going to be continuing Appearance of Paradise, Episode 6. Let's get into it. We were married in December, and he was able to transfer in January. Keep in mind that True had been with me in my state since November full time. So after our marriage, I began contacting my state's parole officer to find out who would be the parole officer assigned to True. He or she would be scheduling a home visit with me. So I wanted to get a jump on the situation to mark something off of our list. Please take note who is contacting the parole department, trying to get this information, such as, what do we do next? True had a cell phone. He knew how to use it. He knew how to look up numbers. And I was there to help and support him if he needed any. However, he was comfortable with me handling it for him. And I was fine with that at the time, because that's what I do. And who was to know that this would be my life throughout our marriage? I found out who he was assigned to. Her name was Emma. She and I spoke in length and then talked about the specifics of the home visit. We did not schedule a time. She stated she would let me know. She let me know by showing up at my apartment unexpectedly. I invited her in. She let me know at that time that this is the home visit. Now, I hadn't had any contact with the law in this manner, so this was all new to me. And remember, I said that True had not left my home since November. So guess who was in my bed when Emma popped up? She sat down. She took over the conversation for about 5 minutes. Then she asked me when was the last time that I saw True. I looked at her and I said, today. He's in my bedroom. I was so naive to this that if True's parole officer had not approved him in the other state, verbally, but not on paper, to be here, then I suppose we would have been in trouble. However, I was lucky. She was pleasant. She reprimanded me for a second, then moved on. She gave True his rules, talked to him about visits and regular drug testing. We were happy. First hurdle over. No issues. Over the years, parole would be the smallest hurdle, although lengthy. But who would have thought it would have been the smallest hurdle? Due to a lawsuit, I did not need to work. So I began helping True find employment. I created him a resume, and I began searching. In the time that True and I have been together, I had tried to train him on how to use a computer. I did teach him the basics. I taught him how to use the Google search and how to access websites. He just never seemed to pick it up. Later on in our relationship, I realized that he did not want to pick it up. It was easier to let me handle everything. Then he could place blame on me to absolve himself of any responsibility if anything went left. True lived the life of, not me. I didn't do it. And stood 10 tones down on it. But I digress. Let's get back to True's employment search via myself. I filled out dozens of applications, sent out resumes. True asked me when I was creating his resume to leave off that he was incarcerated on each application. I wanted him to be upfront so that if anything popped up, they would see that he was honest when he applied. However, that is not how he saw it. So leave it off the application as I did. The quick way was his way at all times. I learned that early on. If whatever True wanted, money, cars, a friend, anything, if he didn't get to him in the now, then he would find a way to get it in the now. And 9 times out of 10, it always involves something I wouldn't find out about until the shit came home to roost. And every time he attempted to get it the now way, it always came home to roost. I spent more time getting us out of situations that True had gotten us in, than anything else, and that lasted until the very end. If he wasn't getting in trouble, he was getting angry like a petulant child if he could not get what he wanted. I prayed that he would realize he did not have to resort to survival tactics to obtain things in society when we worked hard daily. It never came to pass, but it didn't stop me from trying and continuing with our relationship by marrying him. I digress again. I took a left turn and got off subject, but I had to review my present thoughts versus my past thoughts and the difference in me as I reflect on this journey through the words previously written. Now to look back on the first few months of our marriage. True had become a fixture within my apartment. For the entire month of November, he was with me in my home. He spent his first Thanksgiving with me on the outside of prison walls. It was great. So far, we had experienced lots of firsts together. Of course, he experienced a multitude of firsts, and I actually experienced some myself. During this time together, I was learning the many faces of True, his maturity level, and the family dynamics. In the beginning, he was always eager to please, always had a ready smile, along with any little thing that you may have mentioned may appear. I like Laffy Taffys. He would make sure I had them all the time. I like Little Kings. He would make sure I had them. I know that in someone's other than my world, they would think that he was being thoughtful. However, I later learned that he did the small, easy things because he felt it took the light off of him not being able to handle or take care of the big things that took place in life. Large problems meant that an exit door had opened, and True always chose the option of walking through that exit each and every time it got hard. He chose to exit. And victim he became. It was easier for him to smile and hand you a booby prize than take the initiative to handle our business. Any business. True once told me that he would make sure his mom had a certain pop every morning. He would arrive at her door with his present in his hand because he knew that the prize would be he would get no smoke. She would be nice to him for the day, No cursing, no whoopings. He would be the hero. He operated within our marriage with the same energy. His behavior, no matter how bad, how volatile, or disrespectful, is to be excused because he brings you presents, small ones. He never made a big effort unless someone was watching, or he felt he was in competition with someone that had done something he considered better than what he had done for me. His behavior did not change throughout our marriage. He truly felt that all misdeeds by him should be excused. I was that one that showed him otherwise. Stay tuned for episode 7. Hey, Potties, thank you for listening to Appearance of Paradise on Everything Under the Sun and How You Really Feel. We just finished episode 6, episode 7 to be released soon. Thank you again for listening. Talk soon.